Hello and welcome to our final installment of the Manamon playthrough. We are making our way through Ascendant's Path. We're almost done. We've got one more area in here to get through, and then we will be at the Master Stadium and the final challenges ahead. And if you aren't ready and prepared with a decent team, they will be challenges and they will be difficult. But lucky for us, we have a good team.
Your party.
But first things first, let's go through Ascendant's Path F4. And we're at those steps that we just went up, so we're going to go north.
I'm fresh out of jail.
And we're going to hit Violet, who's cousins with Violet Virginia from
Violet sent out of Bombu's Act.
The Paladin game, I guess.
Go, Decised. Select. Decised use Frigid Touch.
Okay.
Decised has dealt 529 damage to foe.
We'll be through Ascendant's Path here rather quickly now.
Terra.
We've got two more people to fight after this.
About to summon Geminite. Terra, go.
Geminite.
Terra, follow. Violet sent out a Geminite.
No!
Two Quake. Terra, follow used Quake. Terra, follow has dealt 106 damage to foe Geminite. Geminite has been defeated. Decised gained 400. Terra, follow has increased to level 64.
By the way, we out-level the people in the Master Stadium by a few levels. So that's good.
I'm actually only an actress. I'm practicing.
Good, you're an actress. Go away. Leave me alone then. Okay. From her, get to the east wall, and then go north until it opens up. Go east. There are a couple dead ends, but skip the first one. Skip the second one. Get to the third one. And go south.
You must have seen my sitcom. No.
And you'll find this guy that is a comedian, I guess.
Kevin sent out a fire light.
Let's skip those two first south passages. They're just dead ends with nothing in them.
Manasseh's body ability has increased its evasiveness by one stage. Two to move. Frigid. Decides to use Frigid Touch. Decides to sell 601 damage to foe Virulite. Virulite has been defeated. Fauntisor gained 490 experience points. Actor Kevin is about to summon X-Bonge. Select Terra.
Glad I revived my Janankle then, because I needed him.
Kevin sent out an X-Bonge. Foe X-Bonge used restrained. Junankle's physical attacks are being restrained.
Did he really do that? If all of your Manamon's attacks are restrained, you'll...
Junankle is out of attacks. Junankle use Final Endeavor.
He'll use Final Endeavor. I'm gonna heal him real quick, because...
suffered 5 damage from the backlash. Items.
I can't do anything else.
Total level of max full reap Mighty Herb. 8. Selected. Junankle swallowed the Mighty Herb, healing 156 health. Foe X-Bonge used Drench.
He's out of attack for a couple turns, and then he will be able to...
Junankle has dealt 20 damage to foe X-Bonge.
Final Endeavor is a stupid attack. It doesn't do anything.
Foe X-Bonge has dealt 45 damage to Junankle. Foe X-Bonge's speed was decreased by one stage. Foe X-Bonge suffered 14 damage from the backlash. Junankle's physical attacks are
Junankle's
Berserk Branch.
Get out of here.
Foe X-Bonge has been defeated. Decised gained 686 experience points. Actor Kevin is about to summon Renabu. So, Panderbit. Go, Panderbit.
Renabu, whatever it is.
Foe Renabu used Mud Ball.
Oh, good, Mud Ball.
Has dealt 4 damage to Panderbit. Panderbit's accuracy was decreased by 1 stage. 2. Panderbit used Spirit Force. The attack missed. Foe Renabu used Sonic Missile.
Come on, man, I just want to get out of here.
Panderbit used Spirit Force. The attack missed. Used Mud Ball.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Panderbit's accuracy was decreased by 1 stage.
Come on. Thank you.
Panderbit has dealt 257 damage to Foe Renabu. Foe Renabu has been defeated. Actor Kevin
I just want to get out of this area.
Obtained 1,462 gold.
Okay. One last tamer and he's easy. Get your Panderbit ready. Okay. Go south of Kevin. You'll be going east along the north wall. You'll go north. And then you're going to go east. And you'll hit this guy, who says no one likes him.
Cool kid Rupert has challenged you
That's
to a battle.
That's unfortunate.
Rupert sent out a pyrate. Go, Pandervit.
You won't let, no one will like you even more once you get defeated in this Pandervit's battle,
Pandervit's but... two stages. Choose Earth, Spirit. Pandervit used Spirit Force. Pandervit has dealt 240 damage to foe pyrate. Pyrate has been defeated. Fauntazor has increased to level 64. Fauntazor now has 21. Spirit, decide. Decide. Cool kid Rupert is about to summon Fyrate. No, Rupert sent out a Fyrate. Foe Fyrate used Charge Tackle. The move does not affect Pandervit. Select choose a move. Spirit Force. Pandervit used Spirit Force. Pandervit has dealt 210 damage to Foe Fyrate. Foe Fyrate has been defeated. Decide. Cool kid Rupert is about to summon Bellard.
Bellard.
Sent out a Bellard.
Okay.
Foe Bellard used Subliminal Radio Wave. Pandervit has been defeated. Status right. Mighty full reach max level for total cure. Pandervit uses
good.
The total cure, curing the ailment. Foe Bellard used dissonant chime. Foe Bellard's speed was decreased by one stage. Foe Bellard's defense was increased by one stage. Foe Bellard's magic defense was increased by one stage. Choose a move. Spirit Force. Pandervit used Spirit Force. Pandervit
yeah, baby.
330 damage to Foe Bellard.
Sure
Bellard
did.
Cool kid Rupert defeated. You don't like me either.
Not
Attained
really.
1,448 gold.
Okay. Let's go east of Rupert. And then go north and east. And then go north when the east wall opens. Get along the west wall. And we're outside. Now this is a stupid area. There's no attacks in here. No music. No nothing. It's just a dead area with some dirt and some water, and it just is, it gets you to the next area. If you fly out of here, actually you can't fly out of here, so never mind, you can't. Just go north. Straight north. I will, once we go through this water, go north through the water, yeah, water in the way. Stupid water. Okay. Let me explain a little bit about the Master Stadium while we're in this kind of this dead area. There are, let's see, 5 rooms in the Master Stadium. The first 4 have themes, and there are kind of hints to the themes, sort of. But not really. But I will tell you what they are when we go in there. So our team is prepared to deal with those themes. The master, the stadium master has 6. It's a multi-type stadium. Our team is prepared. His team has equipment. So I'll tell you what he's holding once we get there. When each team member is holding. In the Master Stadium itself, there is a bed to heal. There's a transportal, so if you want to change your team around, there's a market guy. You can buy some herbs and stuff. And there is the online trading center in there. You can fly back and forth. You can fly to the Master Stadium. But once you go through the door in the northwest corner of the Master Stadium, you cannot go back out. That's the first room where you fight. So if you aren't ready to go in there, then don't do that. This is a good time to use those UP restoratives, if you have them, to get yourself some skill drinks and some healing items, because you might actually max out some of your skills in here. Each team member, I think, has either 5 or 6. I know the master has 6, but the other ones may only have 5. I can't remember. But once we go in there, that's there. Once you get into that second door in the stadium, there's no coming out. You either play till the death or you win. The nice thing is you can save your game after each room, so if you do lose, you don't have to go all the way back through. You can just start the game over without saving and just pick up where you left off. After the Master Stadium, the game ends. There are some cutscenes which kind of tie up some things or sort of attempt to. And then we end up back, after the credits, we end up back in our room. And that's where the post-game starts. So the post-game, you leave your house, and then Sierra tells you, hey, we're going to go watch a rocket launch in this new city. And then you'll do something to get there. So I'll explain more about that after we defeat the Master Stadium. But that's what we're up against at this point. So let's get ready. Let's go north. And we're at the Master Stadium outside. This is a big grassy area. There's some gravel at the other side. But all you care about is this door here. The first person you'll come to is a market.
How can I help you? Buy, sell,
and
status, total
let's
cure,
see, we're going to sell
ESP, pet, life, dental, giganet, ultra encounter, golden medal, walk the manic, walk antique jewel,
walk the stupid antique jewel.
Items, cancel. The manic, golden, ultra encounter down. 1, giganet, 8, Daedalus dust, 4.
Okay, that's all we'll sell, because what I want to do is buy some mighty herbs.
Buy. Select Megan Gigan Herb, strong mighty
herb. You could buy some master herbs.
Master herb, 2,200.
I suppose, but they're a little out of what we mighty need herb for healing at this
like
point.
One,
so I'm gonna buy
seven
of them.
320,000.
We have enough of everything else. So, that's the online trading guy at the corner. The transportal is over here somewhere. There's the bed. I thought there was a transportal in here. Maybe there isn't. I feel like there is, though. Yes. Okay, upper right-hand corner is the transportal. So, keep that in mind. The bed is straight up from the door. Heal. This is this door in the northwest corner. If you don't want to fight yet, don't go in. We're ready, so we're going to save our game. And we're going to do the toughest fights, except for that Erodium thing, the toughest fights in the main game. The post-game has tougher ones, which I talked about in a couple, like a few episodes ago, but I'll talk more about them once we get this done. I'll briefly cover post-game. Let's go into this first room, and this door is different.
Master Stadium Room 1.
If you try to go backwards, the door is locked. You can't leave. This first room, there really isn't a hint as to what is in here, but he uses all flame types. So hopefully your speedy water type is ready to go.
Creatures of choice. What more?
And
so if you
we're gonna fight him.
Charles has challenged you to a battle. Charles sent out a Magnezyre. Magnezyre. Magnezyre is a four-legged monster. Magnezyre does not have anything equipped.
No. These guys don't have any equipment. They will when they get to the upgraded Master Stadium, but he doesn't have any right now. So just oh, they will use a medical miracle or two. So that's annoying, but they will do it. It's okay, just, you know, just deal with it.
Fontazor has dealt 173 damage to Fomagnazar. Fomagnazar used smoke shield.
I forget how many he has, but I think it's just one or two.
Choose type. Fontazor used tidal wave. Fontazor has dealt 86 damage to
Fomagnazar. Yeah, baby.
Master Tamer Charles is about to summon Marimbear.
I think his Magnezyre is kind of the toughest one that he's got. This guy should be pretty easy to take out.
Master Tamer Charles is about to summon Blazon.
Blazon is another transformation of Mutmo. Remember, he's got three different ones. You haven't seen a Blazon yet, but that's what his transformation, that's another transformation of him.
Master Tamer Charles is about to summon Voltaire.
Voltaire, here we go.
Select and choose a move. Drench, water.
Again, your speedy water type is good enough to take these out. If you don't have a water type, well, you're going to have a really tough time in here.
No, Charles sent out a Garganken. Select, choose a move.
Because a plant type won't do it.
Or use Drench.
a plant type. Flame is, it has an advantage over plant, so.
Master Tamer Charles defeated.
Fire is used to he's out of here.
Obtain 6,608 gold. Cough, cough.
Yeah. Okay. You defeated him. The only thing to do is go forward. Now this door opens. You can't go back. Now listen. Those birds should give you kind of a hint that you might be dealing with something in the air.
Select an option. Party.
Let's save our game. I'm going to use those level up herbs. I'll show you how they work. I'm going to use those real quick. We don't really need to at this point, but I usually use them post game, like I said, but I'm going to use them just because I want to get through this quicker.
Items, status, total,
and we've got 15 of them. So we should be able to get each of our characters up, you know, two levels, and then we'll have three more.
Levely perv, 15.
So let's
select Fauntazor swallowed the levely perv. Fauntazor has increased to level 65.
Yeah.
Fauntazor now has 26 status.
Let's do some training too.
Select the action you wish to perform. Select the character to use. Fauntazor swallowed the levely perv. Fauntazor has increased to level 66. Health has status. Select the action. Select the Terra. Terra follow swallow the levely perv.
Terra follow
has increased to level 65.
Kind of have a health, matching.
Status. Level. Select the. Select Terra follow.
Terra so that way they're all in the same level.
Terra follow has increased to level 66. Status. Level. Select. Terra. June ankle. June ankle swallow the levely perv. June ankle has increased to level 64. June ankle now has
see,
7 training.
See, he's only at 64, so 10. We'll
select
be able to use 3
to
for him.
You select June ankle swallowed the levely perv. June ankle has increased
and
to
believe
level
me, 65. You'll need him.
Status, levely perv, 9. June ankle swallowed the levely
it's
perv.
It's just good to have one.
June ankle, status, levely perv, 8. Select the character, Panderbit swallowed the levely perv.
All right.
Panderbit has increased to level 65. Panderbit now has 18 status. Panderbit swallowed the levely perv. Panderbit has increased to level 66 status. Skiriel. Skiriel
they will get
the
some training perv. Points and stuff in here.
Skiriel has increased to level 64. Health status levely perv. Pop select this Skiriel swallowed the levely perv. Skiriel has increased to level 65 status. Skiriel swallowed the levely perv. Skiriel has increased to level 66.
66.
Status, levely perv. 3. Select. Decide. Decised. Swallow the levely perv. Decised has increased to level 65. Status. Left. Select. Decised. Decised. Swallow the levely perv. Decised has increased
okay.
to level 66. Health has increased. Status. Levely perv. 1.
There's one more left.
Select the action you wish.
I'm going to give it to Panderbit because he's going to be really useful in the last stadium, so we'll just give it to him.
Panderbit swallowed the levely perv.
It won't really make
Panderbit
a difference.
Status, max, select
but they're gone.
View your party.
Let's train.
Health was assigned 4 traits. Health has increased by 1. Select Terra. Select Eve. Health was assigned 1 trait.
Just wrapping up our training.
Select the stat you select Eve. Health was assigned 2 trait. Defense. Select Panderbit. Select Eve. Health was assigned 3 training.
So
magic. Select skip. Select Eve. Health was assigned 1 trait. Select the stat you select Eve. Health was assigned 1.
Okay. Save your game.
Exit game. Save.
Now, this next fight, you know, I usually use my water type and my ice type in here to beat this person.
I'm a very optimistic woman.
Great, you're optimistic. So am I. I'm
Master
optimistic that I'm going to win.
Go away. Ariel sent by the Mardi Gras. Go, Fauntazor.
So.
Faux Mardi Gras flew into the air.
That's okay.
Select an action. Two.
You're going to miss, but,
storm rush,
you know,
water, slam.
Try,
Fauntazor
I guess.
Slam. The attack missed. Faux Mardi Gras used fly.
Faux Mardi Gras
has dealt 80 damage.
But that would hurt a Decised very badly.
Fauntazor has 148 out of 222.
So.
Red Aquazam. Fauntazor used Aquazam. Fauntazor has dealt 169 damage to Faux Mardi Gras.
It just would. Fly is. That's why I don't use him on.
Master Tamer Ariel is about to summon Falature.
Falature, yeah, same thing.
No.
No, just use your water type and wipe him out here.
Faux Falature used Sonic Missile.
Faux Falature
has dealt 27 damage to Fauntazor. Chip type Aqua. Fauntazor used Aqua Zap. Quantizor has dealt 150 damage to Fofounator. Master
Planetarium used a medical miracle.
Fofounator swallowed the medical miracle, healing 150 health and curing all ailments.
We'll be okay, guys.
Quantizor has dealt 146
damage. Trust me.
Fofounator used Sing. The attack missed.
Oh, good. You missed.
Aqua Zap. Quantizor used Aqua Zap. Quantizor has dealt
289
damage
to
Fofounator.
Master okay.
Is about to summon Gopardo.
Gopardo, yes. Use your ice type now. For the last three in here, you can use your ice type, or you can pretty much use anybody you want to use in this. Actually, I tend to use an earth type too in here sometimes.
Master Tamer Ariel is about to summon Orisdon.
Yeah.
Do you want to substitute? No.
Yeah, we'll just use our Decised, I guess. It'll be fine. Here we go.
Foe Orisdon used Aura Master. Foe Orisdon has dealt 38 damage to Decised. Decised used Frigid Touch. Decised has dealt 324 damage to Foe Orisdon.
Yeah.
Foe Orisdon has been defeated.
Sure is.
Decised. Master Tamer Ariel is about to summon Skiriel.
Skiriel?
No,
okay.
Ariel sent out a Skiriel.
This might be a bad idea. So nope, it's not. Good.
Frigid.
Okay.
Decised use Frigid Touch.
Get out of here. Bye, Skiriel.
612 damage to Foe Skiriel.
Nice knowing you.
Master Tamer Ariel defeated. That was rep. Obtained 6,834 gold. Aerith.
Okay. Next room.
Ultra and Countdown's effects have expired.
Okay. Now, you'll hear a little bit of weird rushing sound. That's supposed to be water, but you can't really tell it is. This next guy has all water types. Your plant type should be able to handle most of it. So, let's save our game. Probably just did that, but I can't remember if I did. So here we go.
Master Tamer Washington has challenged him to a battle. Washington sent out a Turoisin.
Okay.
Go, June Ankle.
So let's see how we do here.
Select an action for June. Choose a move. Battle. Nature. June Ankle used Nature Dance.
Okay, he's easy to kill. He's gone. The next one is a Drangon, and he knows, like, Draco Blitz or something like that. Draco something.
Master Washington sent out
he also has to rest after that attack, so...
Drangon used Rehydrate. Drains on starts.
Let's see how we do here.
Nature dance.
Well, we did pretty good because he's out of here. So, yeah. Okay.
Decides to gain. Master Washington is about to summon Artana.
Oh, God. Artana. You know what? No.
No.
Well.
Yes.
Sometimes I do. Yeah. Because he gets confused.
Select
let's substitute our Artana. Let's use somebody else.
Terra follow.
Because
Washington sent out an Artana. Foe Artana used Ice Tempest. The attack
missed. Oh, good, he missed. Oh, praise God. Okay.
Terra follow tunneled underground.
Sheesh.
Foe Artana is gathering energy.
That would have been bad.
Terra follow used tunnel. Terra follow has dealt 116.
He'll use something like Storm Rush.
Used Storm Rush. The attack missed.
But he missed, haha, and he can't heal. So guess what? Oh shit.
Artana used Ice Tempest.
Why did he miss? You're not supposed to do that. Screw you. Don't miss. They're supposed to miss, not me. Okay. Let's use our plant type again because we've got a Scorpha and a Submenow. So we're going to be okay here. Scorpha is easy to kill. So. That's fine. Let him use his medical miracle so he doesn't use it on Submenow.
Master Tamer Washington used the medical miracle. Foscorpha swallowed the medical miracle, healing 135 health and curing all ailments. June Ankle used Berserk Branch.
Nice!
June Ankle has dealt 260.
That's what I'm talking about. Alright, his last one is a Submenow. We've seen that before. So we're just gonna try and take him out.
Submenow used Ice Cutter. Submenow has dealt
93. That's fine, I guess.
June Ankle has 112 out.
Let's just try to.
Nature Dance. June Ankle used Nature Advance. June Ankle has dealt 180 damage to Foe Summoner. Master Tamer Washington.
Crap! Are you kidding me? How many does he have? Son of a bitch. Come on, man. Let's do this. Oh, God. Oh, man. Damn it. Okay, well. Crap. I'm going to use my Fontazor and just... Because he's almost dead. Like, he's literally almost gone. So, I'm just going to... Fontazor's defense was decreased by one stage. Let's see. You own a summon. You own a summon. I know I own one. Fosameno. But I want to see. Fosameno has 11%. Yeah, he's got 11% health. Let's see if we can use slam. Fontazor used slam. Yeah. Okay. Damn it! Why couldn't he have just taken him out? Oh well. Master Tamer Washington. Okay. Ahoy. Ahoy! Ahoy! Okay, he's gone. Let's revive our total cube. Mac full revive. Mac top revive. Select.
June ankle has been revived.
Do a couple of healing things. Max
full mighty herb. 14. Select the character to use this.
Gonna use a mighty herb on him.
June ankle swallow the mighty herb, healing 126 health.
And we're gonna use a mighty herb on our Truffalo.
Terrafalo swallow the mighty
herb, healing 183 health. Have some healing items.
Panderbit.
This next person, there is really no hint as to what she has, but you'll remember from a long time ago, remember Odin, the first stadium leader? Well, she is now in the Master Stadium, and she has all sound types.
It's time to have...
So,
Odin has challenged into a battle. Odin sent out a tarbu.
You know, just deal with it. She's got all sound types. I don't know what else to say about that. But she's in the Master Stadium now. The post game, you'll take on the new stadium leader that's in the first stadium, and it'll be somebody else. So, just kind of keep that in mind. Now, I like to stall this because I want her to use her medical miracles and heal and get rid of them. So, and this guy can't hurt our Jin ankle very much, so...
June ankle has been paralyzed.
We'll use total cure there.
June ankle uses the total cure, curing the ailment. Kotaru begins quickly vibrating.
Oh, good, he's vibrating. That's fine.
Choose a move. Berserk. June ankle
he's,
used berserk.
He's dead anyway, so.
June ankle has dealt 229 damage to Kotaru. Kotaru has been defeated. Master Tamer Odin is about to summon Recabra.
Recabra, aha! I haven't seen one of those in a while. Let's use our Truffalo and take him out, shall we?
Odin sent out a Recabra. Choose a move. Quake.
Didn't she have like a Vibragen and Ola and like a Hydreigon in the first stadium? I think she did, so she's got a Recabra now. Good for her, I guess. Well, he's gone.
Master Tamer Odin is about to summon Nidia.
This fight, I tend to find, is fairly easy.
Odin sent out a Renibu.
Just because of
foe Renibu used call to arms.
What he's got. Now, Renibu does know an attack called Execution, which, if it hits you, will kill your Manamon that it's fighting, but usually it misses. So...
Panderbit used Spirit Force. Panderbit has dealt 194 damage to foe Renibu. Renibu has been defeated.
Okay, she's got a Bellard and a Hydreigon next.
Master Tamer Odin is about to summon Bellard.
So we'll take them out. They're fairly easy to kill with what we have.
Heaven's Winds.
Heaven's Winds. That's fine.
Panderbit used Spirit Force. Panderbit has dealt 300 damage to foe Bellard. Bellard has been defeated. Master Tamer Odin is about to summon
Hydreigon. Let's use our Skiriel, shall we?
Odin sent
shall we? Shall we? Indeed, we shall.
Select. Choose a move. Toxic storm.
Toxic storm.
Toxic storm.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He's out of here, baby. No question about it.
I imagine the victory drum is beating in your head. The fanfare of victory beginning to swell, and I hope with good reason. But the master will be anything but easy.
Obtain 7,596.
That's kind of true. He's actually kind of difficult.
You really have learned a lot. I can tell the bond with your Manaman has strengthened significantly.
It has.
I know you of all tamers deserve to be the Tangeria Stadium Master. But I'm sure the current... Go for it. I knew you would be great from the moment I first saw you. Prove me right. Go on.
Oh, I'm going to go on. Okay.
Master Stadium.
This next room... Go forth and meet your destiny. And we will fight the master. So let's make sure that everybody's healed up. Our Panderbit needs to be healed, so we're
going to
do that. Now, I typically find in this fight that my magic, ice, and earth types are what I typically use in this next fight. I use my water type in here too for one of them. But ideally, you should have a member of your team equipped to deal with everybody in this fight. So, let's save our game. Go forth. And what you'll find is a cutscene, and you learn that the master... is Manamon, or is Matthew Cranville. And remember, he kind of walked through, if we had listened to that first cutscene, we would, or to a cutscene in the Cranville house, Matthew walks through and his mom tells him to go prepare for his sixth stadium battle. Well, now he's the Manamon master, and you're going to fight him. And Enchanderthal is his first fight. And he has a classic shield equipped, which, you know, kind of lessens the damage of standard attacks. Well, we're not going to use standard attacks on him, but it'll give him a little bit more defense than he otherwise would have if he didn't have this. So, but we'll be fine. Matthew uses up to 3 or 4 medical miracles, so I tend to like to see if I can use him on these. Usually... yeah, he will.
Bowen Chandipole swallowed the medical miracle, healing 159 health and curing all ailments. Panderbit used spirit force.
This is the final fight in the main game. Manaman
Master Matthew used the medical
miracle.
Yep,
good, he's used 2 of them, so that's great.
Bowen Chandipole swallowed the medical miracle, healing 150 health and curing all ailments. So, Panderbit used spirit force.
Home, baby.
Yeah.
Good. He's gone. He's out of here. Okay. The next one he has is a Sacraloon. So, I usually like to use my water type on him, because I can typically take him out in 3 or 4 hits or less, and he doesn't hurt a water type too badly, but he's kind of hurting everybody else. So, does he have anything equipped? I can't remember. Let me look and see. I don't think this particular one does. Yeah, he has nothing equipped, so let's just see how we can take him out.
Fontazor has dealt 41 damage to Foe Sacraloon. Foe Sacraloon used Heaven's Winds.
What? He wasn't healed? Oh, shit. I thought that I had healed my Fontazor. God damn it. Okay. Let me go use a full revive on him so that we can get him back in the game. My bad. Whoops. See, mistakes will happen.
Status, mighty, you think master, medical, cancel.
But good thing we have
mighty, full revive, select, Fontazor.
Ton of full revives to use.
Foe Sacraloon used inner healing. Foe Sacraloon regained 41.
That's fine.
Switch, select, Terra, Fontazor.
Let's get our Fontazor back in the game. I wondered why that fight didn't hit him very badly.
Has dealt 60 damage.
I'd forgotten. Okay.
Fontazor used Akrazan. Fontazor has dealt 94 damage to
Come on, are you kidding me?
Fontazor used whole life. Fontazor has dealt 45 damage to Fontazor. Fontazor has 120. Fontazor has dealt 83 damage.
Sometimes he'll use a miracle, but not always. Oh, divine protection. Good, good, good.
Fontazor used Akrazan. Fontazor has dealt 79 damage.
Yay, yay. Okay. He's kind of a pain because of that, and it wouldn't have been so bad if I'd remembered to heal my Fontazor.
Now has one
but I didn't. The next one he has is Dragomir.
Yes.
And Dragomir is a dragon type, and he has a stone guard equipped, which means he'll take some damage from earth type attacks. So, or ice type, but earth type is more effective. So we're going to use our Teruffalo, and we're going to just hammer him. He does hit hard if he hits you, but he's gone. So, one hit of earth, and he's gone. The next one he has is a Fiendor, and a Fiendor is a transformation of Morgul. So, let's use our Panderbit. Be aware that he knows Black Mono, which does half damage to your creature. He also knows De-Soul. He knows Black Bite, and I forgot that he wasn't healed, so I'm going to revive him real quick. But he's got some pretty decent moves that can sap your energy away from you. He used De-Soul, so...
Suffered 23 damage from De-Soul.
But we're not going to need our Teruffalo for the rest of this fight, so that's okay. He uses some really big. He hits pretty hard, but we're going to be okay, I think. I don't know, we'll see.
Fofindor regained 12 health. Fofindor used Black Mana.
Yeah, Black Mana. Yeah, that halves your damage, so hopefully you have a Mighty Herb you can use.
Mighty Herb, 11. Panderbit swallowed the Mighty Herb, healing 200 health. Panderbit suffered 23 damage from De-Soul. Fofindor regained 12 health. Fofindor used Black Bite.
I know.
Fofindor has dealt 93 damage to Panderbit.
He's tough.
Panderbit has 87 out of 213 status. Mighty Earth.
All you can do is Panderbit just kind of keep healing and keep trying to hit him. Health. If he didn't have that damn De-Soul.
93 damage from De-Soul. Fofindor regained 12 health. Fofindor used Black Bite.
Okay.
Fofindor has dealt 87.
I should be able to hit him now.
Choose a move. Spirit. Panderbit used Spirit Force.
Yeah.
And
don't use a stupid medical miracle, okay?
Panderbit suffered 23 damage from De-Soul. Fofindor regained 12 health. Fofindor used Black Mana. The attack must.
Good.
Fofindor has 10%.
All right, he's almost out of here.
Panderbit has 99 out of 2.
So,
spirit. Panderbit used Spirit Force.
Yay!
132 damage to Fofindor.
Gone. Now, the next one he uses is Gimmatron. That's the transformation of Gemmonite. And Gimmatron has a broomstick equipped, so you can't use your earth type. You can't use your earth attacks on him, but we have other things we can use, so it'll be okay. There's no curing of De-Soul, so just, you know, you're just going to have to deal with it.
Gimmatron used Thunderstorm. The attack must select an act. Panderbit has 76 out of 232 health.
Okay.
Choose a move. Spirit Force. Panderbit used Spirit Force. Panderbit has dealt 92 damage to Fogimitron.
Oh, that De-Soul is so annoying. But there's no way to cure it. You can't.
Fogimitron regained 12 health.
So,
Fogimitron used Super Spark. The move does
that doesn't affect him.
Panderbit has 53 health. Panderbit used Spirit Force. Panderbit has dealt 96 damage to Fogimitron. Panderbit suffered 23 damage from De-Soul. Fogimitron regained 12 health. Fogimitron used Super Spark. The move does not
just keeps regaining. They regain their health.
Fogimitron has 18%.
But that's okay. He's almost out of here.
Has 30 out of 2.
So.
Used Spirit Force. Has 90 damage to.
All right.
Fogimitron has been defeated. Panderbit.
His last one.
Serial gain 10 points. Decised gain 10 30.
Is Mortrex.
He's about to summon Mortrex.
Now I use my Deceased on him. Now this, like I said, this is the toughest fight in the game besides that Erodium fight. Okay? It just is. Okay, he poisoned him, he used Psycho Trick, which is fine, we'll just cure him.
Curing the ailment.
It doesn't hit hard, but it has dealt 11 damage to Decise. It does do some.
Switch view and Fomortrix has an elemental crown equipped.
Now he has an elemental crown equipped, which means that he'll take less damage from water and earth and or water, plant, and flame types. I don't think that applies to ice. Obviously not.
Homeworks used Black Heart. Homeworks has dealt 30 damage.
Yeah. Alright, let's see. And he's gone! Like I said, he's easy to defeat with Ice type. Now, we did pretty decent on that fight.
It seems my time has met, but honestly.
We did pretty good. We made a couple mistakes,
staring at one another.
But it's okay.
Congratulations, Matthew said, removing the
so,
take it, he said. The highest honor a Manamon tamer can have.
You guys can listen to these cutscenes on your own. Basically, everybody's gonna get. They're gonna make a sound, and they're going to. Applaud. And like I said, there are some cutscenes that tie up, like you meet Yavon again and Rena and all these other people. And then you end up back in your room. So that's the game. I didn't save after the Master Stadium, by the way. I just closed it out, or after the last fight, but you will want to make sure that once you get back into your room, that's the first chance you'll have control again. Save your game and then you can close it out after that. If you close it out without saving. Oh, and your Manamon aren't healed from that fight, by the way. So go heal in your bed. The post game begins. You can kind of do it in a number of different ways. I recommend that you go. Sierra will tell you when you go outside that we're going to go watch a rocket launch, and the way to get there is through Crescent Walk, and you'll climb a tree. Remember that tree in Brightwater with that guy that was trying to get his Ola out of the tree in the kind of the southwest corner of the town? Well, he's gone, and the tree is ready to be climbed. So you climb up there. There are some pretty tough tamers up there, like level 70s and stuff, but they are good experience for what's to come, so fight them and get into the next city, and you can go to the mayor's house, collect some items. And you can watch the spaceship launch. You'll get an EXP pal there, and some life tonics are in there. I'm just not going to go over because you guys can do it. It's an easy maze to navigate. It's just simple to do. There is a house there with a guy standing in front of a door that says, I'll never move from here, but he's a liar. He'll move once you have Ziognios and Erodium captured. Even if they aren't in your party, he'll still move. And that's where you go and get Tabalus. You'll fight a couple other tamers and get Tabalus after that. Ziognios and Tabalus and Erodium are the hardest to catch in this postgame. Pegasin is as well, so you're in for some tough captures in this next one. Erodium, you will actually have to fight him again like you did in Shadow Kingdom before. You'll have to fight him, and then you will... you'll be able to capture him after you defeat him. So that the Gamma Net is good to use there, because if you don't capture him, you have to do the whole fight over again. So it's a good place to use it. The other ones, you know, save your game when you get to them and use some Giganets and hope for the best, is all I can tell you. The Ziognios, you can get him by using the medallion, the holy medallion that Daxton gave you on that statue in the church. Erodium can be caught by going into Shadow Kingdom, going through it, and going all the way up to where you fought him the first time, using that Erod pendant you got in that factory, basement, prison thing, and it will teleport you to a new area where you can wander around and find him. After that, or before, whichever you prefer, you can, but I recommend after for a certain reason. You can take on three stadiums. They're in their tough form. You can go to Hazeldale and take on the new stadium leader. And then you can go to Brightwater and take on the new stadium leader. And then you can go to Sancott and take on Cynarus again. When you do that, though, you're going to want to have Ziognios in your party. And basically you'll show it to him and he'll go, oh my god, you have Ziognios. I'm going to defeat you. And then you'll defeat him, hopefully. And... you'll move on, and then when you go back to the Master Stadium, you will be able to have two modes of the stadium, the regular or an upgraded version, if you just want to fight them. And the only other thing to do after that is to fight Dr. Moretz and complete your Manipedia. Once you have completed it and gotten all 158, then she will challenge you to a fight with level 100s. And that's pretty much all you can do. Then the game is over. So hopefully this has cleared up some of the mazes and some of the items and just some of the fighting stuff and all that. Hopefully this has helped you with some of that. You can contact me on the forum on the Audio Games website if you have questions or clarification. I'm willing to answer some of those. I won't, you know, like, oh, why didn't you do it this way? Or, oh, you know, like, I mean, I know how people can be. This is how I do it. It doesn't mean you have to do it this way. This is just how I do it. So obviously do it your own way if you want, or maybe you have a better way. I don't know. Maybe there's a way that you've discovered that I haven't, but this is how I do it. Some people say, oh, you cheated. You have EXP pals. Well, maybe, but the game allows you to do it. I just happened to learn how to do it. So I've told you those strategies as well. So hopefully those will help you when you do this and you know, do some trading. I am also available to trade with people if they would like to do that, because I have those saved files. I can modify them and still hang on to them. So I'm willing to do that with people if they would like. So contact me with any questions or comments, concerns you might have. And hope you've enjoyed this playthrough, and thanks for listening.